Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And she can thrill and amaze in the kitchen, I bet. I think you sell yourself short a little bit, Sue, on your on your cooking expertise.
Not really.
It's really
Trust
bad.
Me. It's pretty bad. Okay. Yeah.
How did this first come up? It came up yesterday or even the day before. There was something you found. Oh, it was the pizza thing.
Yeah, I found this article because every time you try to reheat a piece of pizza in the microwave, we all know it gets soggy. Yeah, it's not good. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, just put a glass of water in the microwave and microwave it for 30 to 45 seconds and it'll keep the crust crispy and then still melt the cheese on top. And I was like, oh my God, it seems so simple. It's such a great kitchen hack. Why didn't I know this?
Yeah, all these things, it's all science. There's so, you know, and I don't know anything about science, which is probably I don't know why, you know. You shouldn't wash your lettuce until you're ready to use it?
A thing
of lettuce?
And I always wash it right away.
Now you're supposed to wash it just before you use it.
Oh, did not know that.
Right, that's a kitchen hack.
It's always soggy and gross.
Or
rotting.
When you get it and you're supposed to put it into a plastic bag and you're supposed to put a paper towel in the bag as well.
Do you close the bag?
And then you close it up so that the moisture goes to the paper towel in the bag rather than to the lettuce leaves, and it doesn't make it all wimpy and gross.
Oh, that's I'm going to try that. The other thing I found out, because I love guacamole, but it doesn't keep well. You know, it always turns brown. It gets that weird layer on top. Uh-huh. They say if you put a thin layer of water over the guacamole before you seal the container, just a very thin layer, then you just dump the layer out, and they say the guac will still be green and delicious. And I was like, what?
I think that's because, again, science, but it oxidizes. Like the oxygen turns it brown.
Brown. And this protects it. It's like a layer of protection.
We put this post up on Facebook, and your kitchen hacks have been awesome, the ones you've been posting.
Yeah. I only have one, and it's just when you crack eggs into a bowl, and you get the little pieces of the shell that get left in. You take the thicker part of the shell that you still have in your hand, and you put it in the egg yolk, and the little piece will sort of find its way to the other shell. It's almost like a weird magnet thing, and I don't know why it works.
I watched
the shells finding the mama shell.
It is. I swear. I watched it on the Food Network. It is true. I swear.
Someone posted about if you make iced coffee and you have extra iced coffee, or even if you don't, you just make iced coffee and you put it into ice cube trays. And
that's
then you can pour,
I'll do.
And then you've got little iced coffee ice cubes that you can put in the coffee the next time you have it, and it doesn't dilute
it and get
all
watery. Down.
Right.
How do you guys cook bacon? Do you cook it in a frying pan?
No, in the oven.
In the oven.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
That is the life hack that I just learned, is that the oven at a high temperature, like 400 to 425, is the way to go. I'm always still
on the pan,
cooking it in the pan, and then you've got got part of it. Well, it's not just the grease, but it doesn't cook evenly. And it's not crispy enough.
I bake everything, which is probably bad, but I always
put it in the broiler pan and keep an eye on it, because you can get it hot really quickly, and then
it goes quick.
Yeah, burned and gross. Yeah. There's also if you put cookies, I love this one. You put them in Tupperware, and what happens? They get hard as a rock when they're in the Tupperware. The way you avoid that is you put a piece of bread, a piece of loaf of bread, like sliced bread, in the Tupperware with the cookies. And I guess the moisture from the bread stays in there and keeps the cookies kind of soft and moist. Yeah.
See?
I could listen to you guys tell me all the hacks all day long. This is my favorite thing to figure out.
I'll
do them. I'll do them
every
day.
There are so many of them, but I didn't know a lot of these. I got to get on it.
Yeah. We'll leave this up on Facebook. It's really fascinating. There's a couple there, but you know, if you just ask people, I think people have secrets and they sort of feel like they're excited to share with you a little bit of information that you don't already have. Last one. one I'll share is chilling wine, Sue, in a hurry. I thought this would especially appeal to you, both, really. You can chill a bottle of wine if you put it in like, if you got a pitcher. You take the wine that's room temperature, and you put it in, like, pitcher, a water pitcher with, like, water, ice, and a little bit of salt. See, again, with the science, and you just turn it. You can chill a bottle of wine in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
So emergency wine chill.
We won't be doing that tonight.
That's the most useful
one yet. It's
only 7:20,
so by 7:45, you could be ready to go.
Sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.